Aardschot by J.B. Turner, performed by Jeffrey Kafer. For my late father. 1. July 4th. It was still dark when the white van pulled up opposite the Bronx courthouse. Travis O'Keefe, sitting in the passenger seat, observed the dark, deserted street. He lit up his third cigarette of the day. His brother wound down the window. "You want to kill me with all that smoke?" Ryan said, chomping on his nicotine gum. "Quit whining, bro. Keep your eyes open." Travis scanned the street. He had scouted this location for days. It was a perfect spot, directly opposite the entrance to the 10-story courthouse on Walton Avenue. The building's steel shutters were still down, the area deathly quiet. A police siren broke the peace of the sultry early morning air. Ryan cranked up the air conditioning. Travis watched a panhandler shuffle down the street, past the courthouse and into the deli. A few moments later, the shutters of the courthouse rolled up. "Here we go." They watched as the middle-aged black security guard they'd been surveilling for the last week headed off down the street, carrying his plain metal lunchbox. "About fucking time," Travis said. Ryan was chewing hard on his gum. "Wait till he's out of sight. Don't want him doubling back if he's forgotten something." Ryan nodded. They waited for 5 more long minutes. "Let's do it." The brothers got out. They wore blue maintenance coveralls and carried work bags. Travis pressed the security buzzer. He glanced up at the surveillance camera and smiled. A voice on the intercom said, "We're closed. It's the 4th of July." Sorry to bother you," Travis said. "We got an emergency maintenance call." The voice said, "No mention of that in the log." "We've just been given the job, buddy. Air conditioning on the roof." "Who sent you?" "The mayor's office. They're concerned there could be an electrical fault. We need to get up there and check it out. Could be a fire risk to the whole building." The voice sighed. "Give me a minute. I'll be down." A few moments later, the doors opened. A gray-haired, white security guard was standing there yawning. "Couldn't this have waited?" Ryan shook his head. "Sorry, but it's a priority." "You got a work order or company ID?" "Sure." Travis pressed a gun to the man's head. "Inside." The man stumbled back as Travis pushed him into the building. Ryan locked the front door, then hauled the terrified security guard down some stairs to a basement room. "Who else is on duty?"
"Just me."
"When does your replacement arrive?"
2 p.m. national holiday. It's always just me."
Travis grinned, pointed the silenced handgun at the man, and shot him in the neck. The security guard was dead before he slammed face first onto the ground. The sound of his nose cartilage being crushed was audible. Blood spilled onto the stone floor. Ryan took the old man's keys from his pocket, locked the basement room so he wouldn't be found anytime soon, and turned to face his brother, eyes glazed.